mouth.
Word of 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 mouth.
From New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott. The dystopian novel has a new fan base, young adults. The success of the Hunger Games trilogy has inspired a legion of novels set in worlds devastated by wars and environmental collapse. Most of us read 1984 or Lord of the Flies in high school, but David Sobel looks at the legion of apocryphal novels now aimed at teens as emblematic of what he calls a rising tide of hopelessness, which along with the rising sea level is lapping at the toes of our young adolescents. David is a member of the senior faculty at Antioch University, New England. His article, Feed the Hunger, was published in the November-December issue of Orion magazine. David, great to have you back on Word of Mouth.
Wonderful to be here.
So what do you think the dystopian novel is so big now for young adults?
It's so big now because we're so confronted with the end-of-the-world scenarios, not just the one this week, but, you know, rising sea level and global climate change and chemical warfare, and all those things are so prominent, and we're so saturated with media that it just puts the issue in front of kids' eyes and minds a lot.
So these stories could be, with a little alteration, pretty much straight from the headlines, but mostly ending up in environmental degradation that wastes the world.
That's the change in the last decade or two, is that it's environmental degradation that becomes the context for a lot of these. Prior to that, the normal context was more, you know, repressive government, an unresponsive government that suppresses the individual. But now it's the climate change that really characterizes a lot of the context for these.
Do you look at this popularity as a reflection of our culture or maybe a cautionary tale for how the world could be unless something is done?
Yeah, probably both. I was just reading the blog of an environmental educator, and she had kind of strayed into the conversation with elementary age kids of climate change. And one of the kids says to her, are we all going to die? And that's the question that's on the minds of lots of kids right now, because there's so much environmental bad news, as well as other kind of social bad news that we're all aware of right at the moment. But so it's there for kids a lot, and it doesn't get discussed as much as it probably should be.
I was in school at the end of the Cold War and read, let's see, Brave New World, Fahrenheit 451, I think in junior high school. David, haven't there always been threats of some sort that teens, already anxious about their place in the world, can connect to?
Yeah, there has been. And actually, what I was doing research for this review, I found a historical analysis of the correlation between dystopian fiction and kind of prominent international problems. So that there was actually a rise in dystopian fiction that went along with the Cold War era. And so art and life do reflect each other.
One of the things I'm noticing, maybe it's just because of the prominence of Katniss Everdeen in The Hunger Games, is a really capable young woman. You know, she can do archery. She can think for herself. She knows how to build a fire in the rain.
Yeah, that's a great part of lots of these novels, is that, you know, something that characterizes all dystopian fiction is the presence of the kind of conventional everyday child recruited into a heroic role. And it's great to see that there are girls and women in that position in lots of these novels. So I don't know quite how that's emerged, but I think that's actually a hopeful sign in a bunch of unhopeful books.
David Sobel's with us. His article about the growing appeal of YA or young adult dystopian fiction appears in the current issue of Orion and is also online. Well, let's go to that hero theme. I found that very interesting in what you were writing about, because you point out that there's no real rites of passage rituals for young adults in our culture. Of course, there are some, you know, faith-based, but is that part of the appeal here, imagining oneself breaking into from childhood to adulthood?
Yeah, you know, that's a conventional part of lots of traditional cultures, the rite of passage, and it's been one of the things that's been eroded. It's what organizations like Outward Bound and Knowles provide for kids, but certainly not for enough kids. And so adolescents create rites of passages for themselves in unsafe and unhealthy ways through drug experiences and exploring sex and those kinds of things. And what we really should have in culture is appropriately structured rites of passages that mix personal challenge with social responsibility. And, you know, we don't have that. And so the hero's quest in lots of dystopian fiction, you know, represents that. It's provide the at least surrogate experience of the rite of passage.
But many of these characters model heroism as rebellion or challenging power. Are there other more constructive ways that young adults can draw inspiration from heroic action?
Yeah, and actually in one of these novels that I read, The World as We Knew It, it's not a response to repressive government. The moon gets knocked out of its orbit and we go into kind of a premature, a kind of permanent winter. And so the challenge is really learning to eke by in a really cold, winterish environment. And it really is a rite of passage in terms of response to physical hardship. And so in that case, it's not revolting against repressive government. And actually, in a couple of these other ones, that's true too. It is more heroism in the face of physical hardship.
Some people look at these books and they think, is the model for heroism for our children questioning authority and breaking the rules?
That is what's going on in the Hunger Games. It doesn't need to be that way. You know, in the traditional rite of passage, what happens is that you face physical hardship and meet the challenges and find your inner self and then become empowered to be part of the adult social order. So that's what's supposed to happen in the traditional rite of passage. So it actually could be a drawback that the role model in the Hunger Games is rebellion against the established social order as opposed to contribution to shaping the new social order.
David Sobel, great to talk with you again. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Our love will see us through these dark, dark days, sister, till it lights the way back home.
David Sobel, senior faculty member at Antioch University in Keene, New Hampshire. He's also author of the article Feeding the Hunger, which we spoke about today. It was published in Orion Magazine's current issue. It's also available online. We'll put a link to it on our Facebook page. Falls to the ground, but we.